Scripture reading at this time is Titus 1:9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayer, those who contradict.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Good to see you all here today. Our visitors, especially our visitors, on this wintry morning, they come out. Looking at first, I thought maybe the children were outnumbering the adults, but I guess maybe not. But where a few were here, were able to get out. We know that there's many of our members that are not able to get out. Some are bedridden. Some are, have other problems that they're not. So we just pray that they'll have a Sabbath day blessing in to be there, but they're not here able, but they're for health reasons or whatever they may be. But we are here today to worship God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and hear the word of God that was given to me, I believe, by the Holy Spirit. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit touches each one of our hearts today. Shall we have a word of prayer? Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, yes, if we have come together to worship Thee on Thy holy Sabbath day to come into Your presence, Father, we know that many of Your children are not able to be here, Father. We pray that You will give them a Sabbath day blessing and also to be with Your people around the world as heirs, meeting together to worship and to honor Thee on a Sabbath day. Some in hiding, some in adverse conditions, some out in the open. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit is with each one of them as they hear the word for the day, Father. And we pray that we are truly Your children forever and ever. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, as I was saying, there's many of our members are not here for one reason or another, some in poor health and some other reasons. You know, but even though we all want good health, there's some of us that only go to the doctors when necessary. But others plan it out and they have a checkup on a regular basis. I didn't used to go to the doctors anymore and I had to, you know. But now I do go on a regular basis. But want to make sure your health isn't failing, especially in ways that we can't detect ourselves, because many times we're think we're doctors of our own, because all the time when my wife says something or when her mother was alive, that I always had to call her Dr. Schultz. She always had that. And then my two oldest daughters, their grandmother was from the old school and all with home remedies. You know, didn't take them to the doctors in those days. They all had home remedies for that, you know. Likewise, we're prone to miss our signs of poor spiritual health if we don't check on it on a regular basis. You know, in Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus, he used a word there that helps evaluate spiritual health, and that word is sound. When the Bible speaks of sound doctrine, sound faith, sound speech, it's talking about healthy doctrine, healthy faith, and healthy speech. How do we maintain good spiritual faith, health? How do we know that we are spiritually well? It's a very important question that we need to look at. And there's many different claims of spirituality out there in today's society. But how do I know I am truly spiritual? And the number one way to find out is sound doctrine. In 1 John 4:1, we read that the first test of good spiritual health is our relationship in our sound doctrine. And this is the foundation. If our spiritual health is going to be good, it has to be based on the right information. And we know from the Word of God we can have that right information. And let's consider what the Bible says about sound health or healthy doctrine. The first one is Titus 2:1-2, chapter book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. We'll be staying mostly in Titus and Timothy. Titus 2, verses 1 and 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Next one is 2 Timothy 1:13. 2 Timothy 1:13. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. And then Titus 1:9, which was our scripture reading. Titus 1:9. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he might be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Sound doctrine has an encouraging and uplifting effect. And that's one of the reasons that we read, study, and teach and preach the Word of God, because it is very encouraging. Some people do read the Bible and read the Word of God, and they only look at the negative things, and they don't look at all the encouragement that there is in there, you know. But sound doctrine is healthy because it encourages us, and it is true and trustworthy. We can trust everything that we read in the Bible. Sometimes spiritual health grows weak because we are pulled down by all of the discouraging things that are taken around us. And it seems like today that there's an awful lot of discouraging things going on. So we can grow spiritually weak if we look at the negative aspects of that, and if we don't turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the answer to that. And our hope can grow if we have constant, fed by the constant sound doctrine that we have, you know. But on the other hand, as I've talked the last couple of times about the faults, also either can lead to a spiritually unhealthy lifestyle. 1 Timothy 1:8. 1 Timothy 1:8. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. We know that the law does not save us, but we still, as Christians and as God's children, have to use the law, you know. But why are some people spiritually unhappy? We know that there's many reasons for that, though. But number one is they don't have Christ in their life. They don't believe, maybe don't believe in God, or they believe in God, but yet they don't practice Christianity, practice going to church and reading their Bibles. But the doctrine that we have been following is sound, or we wouldn't be following it, I don't believe. We can't maintain good spiritual health if we are following false teachings. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3, talks about that. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, just a couple pages back, such. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And we know that that can also happen to the children of God if they aren't constant reading the Word and praying about having sound doctrine and doing as God would have us to do. And it's a sharp warning in these areas that God talks about there. We can digest false teachings because when we hear it at the moment, you know, but our spiritual health will suffer for it if we do that, But we can find ourselves more easily discouraged, more likely to sin, more easily led astray by even more false teachings. Yeah. The second one is sound faith. I pray that we all have faith this morning, and that saving faith that we need. For we know that the safe faith and the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves us. And this is the second diagnostic test for spiritual health. You know, the Bible talks about sound faith in many places, but especially in Titus. In Titus 1, verses 10 through 13. Titus is 1, 10 through 13. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true, Wherefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. And yes, we need to be sound in the faith. We can see that. We can see the connection there. If we listen to and follow doctrine that is unsound, we know that our faith is not going to be sound. And we have to have sound faith. Sound doctrine produces sound faith. And our spiritual health can be protected on sound spiritual intake. If we take the intake from the Bible, from the Word of God, we know that we can have that sound faith. And the Bible's definition of a life of sound faith is as we continue in Titus, is chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Titus 2, verses 1 through 8. And let's look at those there. Verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. We need to read the scriptures and know that, which is sound doctrine that we give. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. That's one of the problems I think that I have many times, is that patience. You know, I guess I can hold it in check for quite a while, but then when I let loose, again, some of my grandchildren can talk about that, you know. In verse 3, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. We know that, see, we read these verses and we see that our spiritual health is based on sound doctrine, which is evidenced by sound faith, which determines how we live. How can a person tell if their spiritual health is good? How do you tell if your spiritual health is good? How good is that person living? We know that the way that we live our lives are the greatest witness that we can have for Jesus. And thirdly, the state of our spiritual health can be diagnosed by the soundness of our speech. And so let's continue in chapter 2 of Titus there, and we'll look at verses 7 and 8. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. And I pray that that's the way it is with each one of them, that our enemies and our people that are against us have no evil things to say about us. As a young man, Titus set an example with his own life for the young men of the congregation. And as a pastor, he was to be sound in speech, but this was also to be part of what he was teaching the congregation. And I just pray that as we continue to read the scriptures through and through each day, how you do it, how you've picked out to read the Bible, I don't know. We all have different ways of doing it. Some of us start from the beginning and work through. Others do it differently and pick out different subjects or whatever. But we need to continue to read the Bible every day, you know. How can you tell if your spiritual health is good? How are you talking? Is your speech sound? Is it uplifting and positive? And I pray that it is. We have to watch our speech. We have to watch the words that come out of our mouths, because they can be hurting. As that saying goes, sticks and stones will break my back, but words will never hurt me. But words can hurt. They can be very deceiving. They can knife right into the very soul of a person if we're not careful about it. Ephesians 4:29. If we return to that, Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. We've also read this verse very many, many times. Let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Negative talk denotes a spiritual health that is not good. Gossiping, backbiting, harsh, unwholesome, negative words. We know that they don't build anyone up. They tear down. So we shouldn't use them. You know, they're indications of a poor spiritual health. And I pray that we don't have that. I pray that each one of us has good spiritual health this morning. And no wonder God's word admonishes us in James 1:19. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So how do you know if your spiritual health is good? Sound doctrine. Do you listen to it and follow it? Sound faith. Is your life producing the right kinds of words? Sound speech. Are you talking correctly? I'd like to read from Evangelism, page 363, the words from our prophetess, Ellen White. Danger in ignorance of our past history. All genuine experience in religious doctrines will bear the impress of Jehovah. All should see the necessity of understanding the truth for themselves individually. We must understand the doctrines that have been studied out carefully and prayerfully. It has been revealed to me that there is among our people a great lack of knowledge in regard to the rise and progress of the third angel's message. There is a great need to search the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation and learn the text thoroughly that we may know what is written. The light given me has been very forcibly that many would go out from us, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Lord desires that every soul who claims to believe the truth shall have an intelligent knowledge of what is truth. False prophets will arise and will deceive many. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. Then does it not become everyone to understand the reasons for our faith? In place of having so many sermons, there should be a more close searching of the Word of God, opening the Scriptures text by text, and searching for the strong evidence that sustains the fundamental doctrines that have brought us where we are now upon the platform of eternal truth. My soul is very sad to see how quickly some who have had light and truth will accept the deceptions of Satan and be charmed with the spurious holiness. When men turn away from the landmarks the Lord has established that he may understand our position as marked in prophecy, they are going, they know not whither. So I just pray that we will have sound doctrine, sound faith, and sound speech. How will you respond if the Holy Spirit convinces you that you have room for improvement in each one of these areas? Evangelism, page 632. Teaching and living the doctrine. God's servants are to use the greatest care in regard to the doctrines they teach, the example they set, and the influence they exert on those associated with them. And we do. We can have a great influence on people if we use the Word of God, we use the Holy Spirit for that. The great apostle appeals to the church and to God to witness to the truth and the sincerity of his profession. Ye are witnesses, and God also, he says, how holy and justly and unblameable we behaved ourselves among you. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, as your representatives, we know that we need to know the Word of God, that we have to have sound doctrine, sound faith, sound speech to be your representative. We thank thee, Father, you have chosen us to give the gospel message to the world. We know the world for us is right here in this community, in this county, Father. And we pray that we will do your work that you have commissioned to us, Father. We have the tools. We need the desire. We need to take the time. We need to be thoroughly yours until Jesus comes. And we are praying that it will come soon, because if we see all the things that are happening around the world, we know that it has to happen soon. I just pray that each one of us is ready for that, and we help others to be ready also. In Jesus' precious name, amen.